Kia ora and welcome back to Jules from NZ, the RPG A Day 2023 Takeover Episodes. Let's go! Okay, Tam. What you're about to hear was recorded on the 30th of August. And if I had published it that day or even the next day or even maybe the next day, because, you know, the 1st of September is like the 31st of August in loads of places. Anyway, I would have managed to get this out on time, but I did not. And it has taken me a long time to get back here. So, yeah, that's why this episode is titled Failed But Finished, because while I may have failed to get this out on the actual August month and finish this on time, I did want to finish. I'm nothing but a completionist, even if it takes me a while. So, yeah, forgive me, and loads more to come very soon. Okay, bye. Take it away, past me. Kia ora, morena, tēnā koutou katoa. Hello and welcome back to all of you, to Jules from NZ. Kei te pēhea koutou, how are you all? Well, kei te tino pai. I am very good and excited to be back for this last episode of RPG A Day. Here we go. We're going in. I'm slightly delayed in getting this out for the week, and I'm absolutely sure you can understand why, being that it's still only less than a week ago that I did a 24-hour charity D&D stream out of a borrowed studio after doing an 11-hour bus ride. it was a lot, but it was 24 hours. 70 participants. I think we had 1,200 or so unique views, and we raised $69.69, because our audience went out of the way to try and make 69.69 a thing that was possible. Because they're chaos bandits. It was an amazing experience. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, we were trying really hard not to be disappointed with the fact that we'd only raised $8,000, and especially with our targets, sort of our soft target being 15 and our, you know, like our stretch goals being 20. And we were looking down the barrel at 8, and we were like, are we even going to crack 10? Last year we did 13. We were hoping to make more than that. But then we had to remind ourselves that things are a lot tougher at the moment for people, and life's just more expensive this year than it was. And, you know, people don't have as much to give and stuff. So we're actually remarkably proud of everybody for how much hard work they put in to make the 11 and a half basically grand that we made, all of which, 100% of which, goes to the Cancer Society to fund research into either nicer cures on bodies or better ones. Treatments, not necessarily cures. I don't think anybody's found a way to completely cure it, but, you know, the treatments are still pretty harsh on a body, and the Cancer Society are doing a whole lot of work without really any government funding or support. Everything they do runs off charity donations and stuff. And this particular lot of charity donation is like no strings attached. They can do whatever they want with it. So they're just going to funnel it into more research and bits and pieces, which is kind of cool. We're very excited to be able to give them that money. Yay! So we did a thing, and I'm proud of us. And it means that I can kind of relax a little bit. I still have a couple of projects on the horizon, but nothing that big for a while. So it's been nice to just get back to work and focus on work and not have to check my phone every 5 seconds for, you know, what's going on in the world of Yes, and charity streams. So yeah, it's been nice. I did come back from the 11-hour bus ride with a brand new sciatica, which is fun. I'm learning all about what sciatica is. My butt has never hurt so much. I didn't even know there was like basically nerves that went through from my back down my butt cheek, right to the bottom of my leg. I know that the body exists in weird ways and everything's joint and stuff, but I don't know how I thought that worked. But yeah, having a sore butt cheek is kind of a new one. TMI on Julia's podcast. But sciatica, it's real, it exists, it's painful. And stretch and move and use painkillers sparingly. Okay. Moving on. What are we here for again? RPG. I remember. RPG a day. Okay, so the first question for what remains of RPG a day 2023. We've only got three prompts left. So our first question, day 29, most memorable encounter. I thought I would tell you a little bit about something that happened during my Yes And charity stream. Not because it's the most memorable I think will ever sit with me. I still think that will probably be the moment when Marley died on podcast, and I will never be able to unlive that moment as intensely, but because one of the things that happened to me during the Yes And charity stream is quite memorable and funny, and was quite a good time, and I was proud of our group and our dungeon master for sowing such seeds of chaos. So our characters are all cursed. That's the start of this. We're all cursed with some kind of curse. We all had something silly be happening to us. One of the team was every time they got hit with water, they turned into a goldfish. One of the team was they can no longer talk. They have to like sing song lyrics of everything that they're trying to communicate. You get the gist, right? Like, so we're all cursed with various things. What's mine? I have a duck sitting on my head. And I know about it. But it's permanently on my head. It's always attached. It has not been a particularly symbiotic relationship. And up until this point, I've sort of been fighting against my duck. I'm also a rogue, and it quacks everywhere, and flaps around and makes it awfully hard to do my rogueness. Not surprising that I'm not a fan of my duck. So that's how we start the game. As we play the game, I kind of am fighting against my duck, and it's really annoying. Somebody casts a wish, because the whole point of the Yes And charity stream is like you can engage with the game with your donations. So you can donate in a way that changes the outcomes for the players and stuff, or the DM. You can donate to basically try and kill the players if that's your vibe. So we got $100 wish donation. So a $100 donation will get you, basically, you're allowed to do anything you like, within reason, and as long as it's in the spirit of the game. But you can cast a wish doing anything you like. Of course, it's up to the DM how to translate your wish. So if you're vaguely worded, the DM will seize that opportunity to make it work for them, So the wish was, I wish for the one of the players' conditions to be like accentuated exceedingly, essentially. I forget the exact wording of it, but it essentially amplifying one person's conditions. And there'd been a whole lot of various chaos happened to other players, but nothing really had happened to my character, the Dampier Rogue Tiffany Valentine. And if you get that reference, please send me a message. I'm not going to explain it. She is a tiny little Victorian doll looking thing. She was very fun to play. And yeah, so nothing had really happened to Tiffany by this point. So he was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to give it to Tiffany then. Her duck gets infinitely like bigger. It is much bigger, much more flappy, chaotic, and loud. And I was like, oh, God. Yeah, I've already got a duck in my head flapping and giving my position away to everybody, but now I've got a large duck on my head. And I was like, wait, large duck, small sized gnome. I wonder if this thing can make us fly. So I'm rolling animal handling. I'm trying to control the duck on my head. I say that his like legs are too long and they keep slipping down my head and my shoulders. And so I'm like tucking his like feet under my armpits. I roll lights out on animal handling, so I've now got control of my duck as we're, because when this happened, the duck just picked me up and we're now flapping around the marketplace, really not where I want to be and nowhere within striking distance of any of the enemies that we were, you know, trying to fight and stuff. So I'm like a rogue that's freaking useless. But yeah, I roll animal handling and now we're like a crazy diving rogue all over the map and I'm able to like, you know, swoop in like a, you know, a crazy vampire of death. It was very fun, playing around with my duck. And then later on, the ducks go crazy. The duck goes crazy again. Now, I still don't know if this was like, you know, another audience wish or change or if it's just part of the game, but because I was concentrating by that point because we were in like mad battle. We had a bookworm and animated books attacking us and squirting ink everywhere and I was being bitten and we were trying to, you know, basically survive. So I was concentrating and all of a sudden my duck is spitting out golden eggs behind me that are breaking open and little ducklings are appearing and they're like clinging to my legs like, mom, mom. And so now I have this image in my head forever of like, this tiny little like Dampier rogue, like dressed like a Victorian doll with black lipstick and stuff. And like this, you know, duck on her head, just, you know, wings splayed and looking glorious. And then these tiny little ducklings kind of gathered around her legs. And someone in the chat was like, Tiffany Valentine, mother of ducklings, like comparing me to Daenerys, mother of dragons. And that just took off in the live stream chat. So I just, you know, I just ran with it. I am now mother of ducklings and I spend my turns like, yes, stabbing, but also trying to protect my babies. But obviously, as we get to the end of the game session, the whole point was that we needed to get this guy to like lift our curses because we didn't want to be cursed anymore. You know, every time water gets flicked at one of the players, turns into a goldfish, like a Magikarp. So it's completely useless. So, you know, we needed to get rid of these curses, but now all of a sudden Tiffany doesn't want to get rid of her curse. She's got, you know, she's got a big flying duck and she's got all these little ducklings and she's sad. So, like, they get rid of the curse and everything disappears and she's, like, crying. and that's how the episode ended. It was very funny. It was very memorable. Absolute chaos. Gremlins in the chat. Really adding to the vibes of it and the fun of it. Yeah. Incredibly memorable and a really good time. And that's basically just one person's story of like 70 people that were involved in this thing. And if everybody came away with a cool story like that, then job well done us, you know. Everybody had a really good time. They're still talking in the Discord and it's been like nearly a week. Yeah. Just really, really, really cool times. Okay. Anyway, let's get this episode out. Day 30, obscure RPG you've played. I guess, I mean, I have played some obscure ones. I mean, you've already heard me talk about Soaring Lions. For some people, you know, even just like Tales of Equestria would be obscure to them because they would never think that you could play something so cutesy as a serious RPG. But I think the real obscure RPG I've played is I've play tested a Wii game by my friend Morgan Davies called Paranormal Wellington. No, Wellington Paranormal? Yes, Paranormal Wellington, which is based on the TV show here in New Zealand, Wellington Paranormal. And essentially, Morgan takes the tropes of the TV show. It's a very comedy TV show. Very, very funny humor. It's two cops who have been put on a secret task force by their cop captain, who's like so inept. It's great. And one of the cops is really smart, and one of the cops is really dumb. Somehow they're a beautiful team that managed to get through their special task force, which is the paranormal section of the cop force. So they get sent out to all the weird calls. and the captain's got this like secret room that he keeps all the like paranormal secret stuff in. It's not even that secret. It's the door. It's barely ever logged. But it's just very good. And it's very lighthearted. They quite often end up just chatting with paranormal beings who are just trying to live their lives. Most of the time, they don't need to defeat them. They just kind of have a chat to them. But you know, sometimes they actually have to get rid of said paranormal activity of some kind. It's very funny. If you haven't watched it already, find it somewhere. It'll be downloadable somewhere and give it a watch. Definitely worth your time. But he's taken all of those tropes and he's kind of put them into some random tables, some basic mechanics to play, which allows the players to be paranormal detectives, but not really specialized as. So you're not trained as someone who's good at dealing with paranormal activity. You're quite often either just a regular person, not even a detective, or just an average cop who, you know, is used to doing traffic speeding fines and that kind of stuff. And then you're put in these situations, you know. So you design a character that's, you know, not specialized to deal with this, and then put them in a crazy situation. You've just got to figure your way out. It's a little like one pager, folds in half. It's downloadable on RPG Drive-Thru or Drive-Thru RPG, whatever the name of their website is. You should definitely check it out. It was very funny, very easy to pick up and play, and just a little bit of lighthearted fun. And yeah, I'm a playtester. Yay, go me. It was very fun. We played a cool story about some flatmates who had to deal with a ghost in the public toilets. It was very cool. I was playing the flatmate who didn't believe even in ghosts. And it was very fun to play that against a game that I knew was going to have ghosts in it. Very cool. Anyway. 31, day 31, favorite RPG of all time, 5e. It is. I know that's probably what you're like, oh, she's going to say 5e because she doesn't play anything else. I do play other stuff. I just love 5e. I just played a game of it last night. There are definitely some spells in it that are stupid and some rules in it that are stupid. Why animate objects works the way that it does in terms of there's a particular spell where you can animate objects in different sizes, be it a large object or tiny objects, like several tiny objects, and the stats are stupid and the way that it works is stupid. It turns them into creatures so that they can move and flank and then attack, and meaning that a spellcaster has to do several concentration checks all in one go. So I had to do 10 concentration checks in a row against 10 pebbles that were being pelted at this guy. It's just broken. You know, like, no spellcaster in the world is going to withstand that. And my spellcasters were all concentration. So every single turn, their concentration was broken and they're just useless. So, you know, it's a dumb spell and I hate it. And things like when you're blinded against everybody who's blinded. So like all the blinded people, you know, going around in a room, technically the rules are like you fire with disadvantage, but the person has advantage as cover. So it's a flat roll. No, it's not. It shouldn't be a flat roll. You're in the bloody black. You should be rolling with disadvantage and they shouldn't have cover because they can't find cover because they're blinded. So they don't know what cover is. It's so stupid. Sometimes the game is stupid, but I love it. I love it so much. Because as much as the rules are sometimes dumb, the beginning of the book says, if you don't like the rule, just ditch it, change it, make it your game. And I appreciate that. And I usually do, apart from my players on my Thursday game are particularly pedantic and they try and hold me to the absolute rules to the point where we rules argue quite a lot, which is kind of annoying, but you know, I just want to tell a cool story and move on, but you know, they won't let me kill them. I'm so annoying. But they made a Kraken last night and it was kind of amazing. They went to cast Firestorm on the Kraken and the rest of the party's like, no. Listen to what the Kraken has to say, because they're only level 14 and the Kraken is like way higher power than they are. They would struggle to survive, and they'd just been through a fight and they'd just had a short rest to get their HP back, but that does not give them their spell slots and their abilities and things back. So instead, in deference, they gave in to what the Kraken wanted and they gave him a whole bunch of magic items, and live to fight again another day. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. It should be a really good time. But yeah, I love 5e. Probably love it forever. It's going to change soon, and then we'll see how we go, but I love 5e. D&D 5e has been a really good time for me. Lots of good memories. It's kind of like how Joey feels about, you know, Middle-earth. Might, you know, one day I might never be playing it because nobody wants to play it anymore because it's, like, old or whatever, but I'll still love it forever. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's me. I'm going to get out of here. I do believe that there is some call-ins that I've received. I may play them this episode. I might not. If you hear me come back on, then yay, but probably not. No, I'm going to make the call now. No, I'm not going to. Okay, so I'm going to say thank you to everybody out there listening along to RPG A Day. That's just one RPG A Day. I will be back again soon to talk to you about a bunch of other stuff. There is so much stuff I have that in the process of talking to you about all of this stuff, I discovered I want to keep talking to you about all of this stuff. So I will be back again soon, probably next week, and we'll continue this awesome conversation, and then I'll play a bunch of messages that I've received, which has been really cool. Thanks, crew. It's been really nice to hear the positivity and the support to keep going, and I really appreciate you for that. So big thanks to Jason Barrier and Ezekiel Violet, Joey Samsara, Carl and BJ, for being a big support for a long time. Patreon is weird right now, and I'm sorry. I don't really know what's going on, and I'm trying to fix it. So, you know, shrug. Yeah, if you've enjoyed this, let me know. For now, e noho rā, ka kite anō, aroha nui, goodbye. I will see you again soon, and love you lots. Bye!